Schoen led them at last to their destination, a door without a handle marked simply Ant Lab at the end of a short hallway. Past this was a small alcove bearing jumpsuits and armor brackets on opposite walls. Without hesitation, she picked a set of brackets between two pea suits and backed snugly into it. Felix paused long and hard before picking brackets of his own and stepping between them. As he lifted his arms from his sides and slipped into place, he discovered that he was panting like a small, panicked animal. For just a moment, he didn't think he would be able to do it. He took a deep breath. He made one more irrational sweep of the tiny chamber for danger. He decided to go ahead and do it. And suddenly, he had. He stood naked in front of the suit, wild-eyed and taut and expectant. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. Except for Schoen, shrugging into a jumpsuit beside him and his suit hanging on the wall behind him. He was alone. No ants.
"Are you all right?" Schoen asked.
"Fine," he replied shortly, grabbing a jumpsuit and putting it on. "Fine." The lab was huge, several times larger than necessary. Only one corner was lit, giving the impression of a vast cavern. There were three techs in the corner of light, two of them bent over the single table, the third examining a row of dials on the wall. They turned at the sound of approach.
"Welcome to our little store, Felix," said Schoen. "Let me introduce you to everybody. First, there's..."
"Is this him?"
blurted the nearest one suddenly, a thin young man with bright red hair. He stepped up to Felix and offered his hand.
"You're Felix? Nice job. My name's Gavin, and I sure want you to know I think a lot of what you do."
"Okay," replied Felix uncertainly, while the young tech pumped his hand.
"I'm sorry,"
said another tech, a bald black woman as young as the first. She looked to Schoen nervously.
"I'm sorry,"
she said again.
"I told them what we saw, him fighting the ant like that."
"It seems your exploits precede you, Felix," commented Schoen with a grin.
Felix said nothing. He shook hands with the woman, who called herself something Garonis. The third tech, equally young, stepped forward last, shaking Felix's hand with slow deliberation, while gravely insisting that nothing he could ever accomplish in a lab would mean as much as what Felix did with every drop. Felix didn't catch his name.